other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to briefly get into gold in this segment and then start taking your calls in the next one with Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com. Alex Jones with, of course, Infowars.com, this live Friday edition. When this hour ends, we go into retransmission. Don't forget, Ron Paul was on at the very start of the first hour. It was one of the most amazing interviews I've ever done with him, where he talks about just the total tyranny taking hold, but also the awakening and the fact that we are going to have a total financial collapse. The question is, what will we build on the ashes of that, or will we let the banksters get even more power out of it? But they know that they're now uncloaked and their crimes are public, so that's why they're going wild with just levels of thieving and larceny and just grand theft never before seen in history, okay? I mean, it is just wall to wall. They're attempting to just normalize a climate of total corruption and just have us accept it. Just like yesterday, the White House announced 30 major companies like McDonald's and others, they don't have to get health care for their employees, but 29 million small businesses, you do. I mean, that is just completely criminal. Ron Paul agreed with me. And it's not equal protection under the law. It's like a Twilight Zone episode, Bob Chapman.
It certainly is. Two sets of rules, one for them and one for us. And we cross the line, we go to jail. They cross the line, they get their hands slapped. And that's really what it's boiled down to. And it's permeating all the way up from police organizations to Homeland Security and then these private groups like the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, and then you get into the foundations and the think tanks and the control of Congress with money, and it just goes on and on. This opportunity that we're going to have in November to change government radically, I hope everybody takes advantage of it. And that, in part, is why the gold market is as strong as it is. I mean, they spent quite a bit of money in yardage, getting gold and silver down yesterday, and they turned around like a zombie who wouldn't die and just ran right back up again. All of the gains in gold and silver and in the shares were not recaptured during today's trading, because I think a lot of traders were concerned about the continuation of the rally. I was a trader for 25 years, and so I understand their mindset in thinking. And there's very few people who own brokerage firms, which I did, that did do their own trading, which I did. And it was quite an education. And I can see things going on in the market other people could never see. It's simply because of experience. But this is the biggest bull market in history. In the last 300 or 400 years,
well,
gold and silver are going to go right through the roof.
Absolutely. We'll continue with gold in a moment. But you're going back to the police colluding and setting these people up when they had a concealed carry to then say, we're going to take your child because one of you had a concealed carry, but the other person in the car didn't. And since the gun was in the car, we're going to take your kid. I mean, is that not racketeering to show how these groups collude to violate our rights and make money off of us, and to now have the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, involved in our public schools and in education and with the doctors spying on us? I mean, this is a total mafia takeover.
It certainly is. You know, when I go from country to country, and I've lived in the last 8 years in 8 different countries, and I never, ever see anything like this go on. I mean, they might be second and third world countries, but they don't do those kind of things.
Well, that's like even most of the Mexican drug gangs. They'll kill the adults in the car, but they won't kill the kids. But it seems like people running our country, it's like a delicacy to hurt children. They just really enjoy it. And that's what freaked me out the most, fighting CPS with families here in Austin over the years, is that you go to these things and they're getting off on it. It's always like hot-bellied, demonic cops and CPS just enjoying the pain.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to at least get to Tracy, Kat, Fred, Dave, and Rob. For Bob Chapman, I'm Alex Jones. Again, thank you for joining us. We need to have a strong showing coming up in about 52 minutes. The Free State Project is launching a 3 p.m. Eastern protest at the Concord Hospital at 250 Pleasant Street, Concord, New Hampshire. And we've got a new report out, and I'm actually having Nemo add some local news reports from KXAN about the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and others involved in the public schools, brainwashing your children, going in and brainwashing doctors to spy on you. And that's what we've got in this big report, is that they're now expanding out the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, secret police, into the local citizens. That was actually on local news last night. Jeff Kantoff, a TV producer for Bob Dacey, called me, and I was able to find the text report, not the video, and he said that, he said KXAN was reporting, oh, the ADL is training, you know, locals to spot right-wing extremists. So it's just secret police everywhere. And then they think it's illegal. They're like, you like the founding fathers? Yeah, I've got him. And the cops show up and go, well, we'll go ahead and take their kid. We don't have any reason to, but, you know, you like the Bill of Rights. We're taking your kid. I mean, and this sounds crazy, but it's really going on. I want to spend about 3-4 minutes with Ted Anderson, who's been waiting there in the studio for 20 minutes while I've been talking to Bob get into gold. Bob Ted, gold went up to 1361, then they drove it down by $20. It shot back up over $13 more today. So was that profit taking yesterday, Ted? Bob was saying the evidence is they were trying to drive it down again, but were unsuccessful.
Yeah, I would go with Bob on that one. I think that was just pure manipulation to try to drive the U.S. dollar up and to drive gold down. It didn't last for very long. The strength was the bulls have the market. The bears are not winning.
Tim, what's this Midas Resources report I see? And we'll put it back up on screen. U.S. Mint puts a 33% premium on all their coins to try to shut off physical demand.
Well, what that's about is the U.S. Mint is running out of planchettes again. It happened last year. It's happening again this year. You're going to see U.S. Eagles drive up in price. We're already seeing it happen in the Buffalo coin. The problem is that they can't keep up with the demand. And we're heading here into October. We're still in the beginning of October, though, so I expect to see the demand even rise further. I mean, Alex, my goodness, gold has been as high as $13.50.90 today. Silver at $23.33. That's despite the fact that they clobbered it yesterday. And, you know, I mean, it was such a short-lived thing. And then unemployment reports come out today, jobless. The non-farm job report is just, you know, it gets hammered, and then all of a sudden it goes right back up again.
Let me read that. CNBC, economy sheds 95,000 jobs. Even mainstream media says real unemployment's above 10%. All the economists we talk to say over 22%. That's some of the economic numbers there. Government spending rises 9% in the last quarter. 72,000 stimulus payments went to dead people, AP reports. $4.6 billion bridge being built by the state for horses to cross in Massachusetts. China to overtake Japan in global wealth rankings. Gallup finds U.S. unemployment at 10.1 in September. Food stamp nation, Pat Buchanan, what we've accepted today as a vast permanent underclass, continuing with the economic numbers. Bob, give us your brief real forecast on just how bad this economy is.
Well, I expect unemployment to continue to increase in through June of next year. Now, real unemployment right now, that's U6 without the birth-death ratio, is 22.58%. It will go up a minimum of 1% to 23.58% in May. I remind you that during the 1930s, the high of unemployment supposedly was 25%. So we're in a depression. It's an inflationary depression. With what the government is going to do and is doing with this QE2, as it's called, quantitative easing 2, they're pouring money into the economy, and they're doing it via the repo market, which is a little in a short period of time. I can't explain it, but they're shoving money into the economy at the rate, if you use their leverage, of about $90 billion a day. And they're going to continue to do that. They're buying and will probably buy all the treasuries. I think they're going to have to buy them all. It's the only way the government can fund itself.
Okay, let's go back.
All of this is very inflationary, and it could lead to hyperinflation.
Well, let's go back. You've been saying that for a long time. How big of a deal is it to have the Fed signal to the Wall Street Journal and others in the last 24 hours that quote, inflation is the cure to debt?
Well, it's not, but that's what they'd like people to believe, because they know that the result of what they're doing is going to be inflationary. You've got banks which will end up with about $3 trillion with the changes that are being made within the monetary and financial structure. They get $1.5 trillion right now. They're going to start spending that money or lending it. And in lending it, this sterilized money, as it's called, becomes monetized. When you monetize money, it becomes inflationary. And that's what's happening, and it's going to get worse and worse. They're looking at creating money and credit via fiscal spending, small amount, maybe $500 billion if they're lucky. The rest of it, the $2 trillion, will come from the Federal Reserve and from the banks that are holding money that's sterilized, and corporations are sitting on $3 trillion.
Let me ask you this briefly. Conservatively, the type of inflation they're talking about, just like when Mexico inflates and devalues the currency to pay off debts, or Zimbabwe or anybody else, what type of price increases will we see? We see oil shooting up to $83. We see a barrel. We see gold shooting up to $1,360 plus. I mean, is that just the beginning?
Yes, it is just the beginning. I expect a minimum of 14% next year, and I'm being very conservative. It could be 25 or 30%, and if they don't find a way to employ people, and I don't know what else they're going to do, they could be looking at 25 to 30% unemployment as well. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And all of these safety net programs you see, which are now 42 million collecting food stamps, disability from Social Security, and as well as extended unemployment, they're going to continue, and they're going to cost billions and billions and billions of dollars, and they are inflationary as well.
Well, again, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to know that gold and silver is the best option out there. Ted, briefly, give folks today's smoking hot deals from Midas Resources, today's radio specials. I know you're running out of your gold supplies as you continue to buy it, then you sell out of it, and then you buy more, but then it goes up again. You're able to pass on those savings. What are the prices on the gold and silver coins today, Ted?
Well, again, Alex, the best deal that I have out there, hands down, is the Creature from Jekyll Island book with a silver dollar. I mean, that is $26.45 with silver at $23.33. That's just such a ridiculous.
And that's counting the shipping.
Yeah, that is counting the shipping. Yeah, $6.50 goes for the shipping, so really it's $19.95.
For a 1995 book and a $23 coin in the market, how good of a deal is that, Bob Chapman?
It's a super deal. And it does not get any better than that, and the book is a wonderful book. In fact, in tomorrow's issue, I've got a number of tapes that G. Edward Griffin, who's a friend of mine, just did. And so for the subscribers, they'll be in there for them. But that's a great deal, and of course, the coin deal for the subscription, that's fantastic.
And what are some of the other gold coins that you've got, Ted?
That would be the franc at 289. You get a four-year subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 1083 for a walking Liberty half with silverware is just phenomenal as well. You know, the older $20 Liberties at 1685 and $10 Liberties at 858 are a good deal. You know, bags of junk silver, we have small portions of those Buffalo coins. We have U.S. Eagles. We have the Pamp Swiss bars, just a whole long list of various different things that you can be picking up from Midas. And the thing about it is that, like Bob is saying, the Federal Reserve right now is resorting, in a very simplistic term, to the printing press to solve problems, economic problems that simply cannot be solved that way. The monetization of our currency through the Federal Reserve system is going to destroy the value of what people are saving for. You know, it's just like Ron Paul said this morning, you put away $100 and all of a sudden tomorrow it's worth 90 cents or $90, and then later on it's $85, and then, you know.
The only way to get any protection that I can see is gold and silver. Here's the number for those special radio deals, and this will run through Sunday, 800-686-2237. If you're listening to this rebroadcast on the station this weekend or on the internet or podcast, 800-686-2237, or watching this on YouTube later or at prisonplanet.tv, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Let me just add one more thing. You know, you had that gal on who lost her baby, and I hope that people that listen to your show understand the value and why it's so important for them to help you next Thursday to build that studio that you're looking to do. I mean, that if anything spells it out, that's it. That's why people should support the Alex Jones Show, and that studio is so very important to get.
Well, we're fighting real tyranny, and we couldn't do any of this without the listeners. And it just, every day I've got to just stop and compose myself. Because this, I've studied history, and this is such pure evil. We know evil's running the country, and it transcends that puppet Obama, folks. We are so deep down this rat hole, and the criminals are so hungry for more wealth and more treasure and more power, and they enjoy hurting us. And I just hope folks protect themselves with gold and silver, because I know those deals are excellent. 800-686-2237. Bob Chapman has been a sweetheart. And he loves coming on the show, but he's already been on like an hour and a half. But this next segment short. I don't know if we can get to all these calls. So I'll try to twist his arm, maybe go to 40 after or so, so we can at least get to 5 or 6 calls. Then I've got a bunch of news I've got to hit in the remainder of the hour. But if Bob's got to go, we'll find out during the break. We'll see if we can just do one more segment or part of the next segment. We're going to go directly to Tracy, Kat, Fred, Dave, Rob, and others, because I do want to hear your questions on the economy for Bob Chapman. And you can, again, get a free copy of the newsletter by calling 800-686-2237. Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an
emergency? Can I assemble my own wind
generator? For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Stuart Rhodes joining us in T-minus 15 minutes. He just got off an airplane ahead of Oath Keepers. Headline at Infowars.com, Southern Poverty Law Center, Homeland Security. Community officials team up to attack Patriot groups. We have their internal reports. This is as big or bigger than the Mayak report. It's at Infowars.com. Get it out to everyone you know. This is so incredibly important. We need to make the mainline Republicans cover this. I'm going to hurry in this segment and part of the next before Stewart comes on with Bob Chapman to get to your phone calls now. Tracy in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I want to say thank you for the information that you're putting out in the mid-90s. It was a catalyst for me becoming a Christian. And for Bob, I want to know two things. How do I keep track of how many people are in the gold market? And will you come in and come on and tell us when it's time to dump, hearing what happened in 1980?
Well, fortunately, in 1980, I get out in June, and I was in the shares mostly. And the reason was that when gold went back to 650, an ounce from 850, it rallied to around 720, and the stocks went berserk. And that's when I get out. And they did very well, of course. As far as knowing how many people are in gold and silver, gee, that's hard to know. But we haven't even scratched the surface with less than 2%. And those who subscribe to the publication, everything that you need to know is in there every week. I know Alex covers the waterfront, so to speak. Well, I cover the world. And it's a great publication, and you should get it. And in there, we'll tell you when to get out.
Yeah, but,
if ever. We may never get out, incidentally.
Yeah, Bob, let me put it to you this way. If inflation for 1980 is 2,500 conservatively an ounce, then if gold goes up, backs down, I'm staying in it. And then as inflation increases from 1980, it may be 3,000, 5,000 an ounce. I mean, this is really a month-to-month thing, gauging it.
You've got to stay on top of it. You've got to have somebody who knows what they're doing historically, knows what's going on, who lives this, which is myself. I've lived it for over 50 years.
Yeah. Tracy, does that answer?
Not much.
Tracy, does that answer your question?
Yes. As long as Bob will come tell us when to get out, then I feel perfectly secure because I've tied everything I own into gold and silver.
Well, Tracy, I would say this. I mean, if you really study it, you know, they may next summer drive it down a little bit, but if you look at the 10-year graph, it only goes back up. Overall, it's going up. It's market fundamentals. If they're devaluing currencies globally, if they're saying they're going to use inflation to pay off the national debt, it's a given that commodities are going to go up in price because it takes more of that currency to pay for it. And, you know, that's the bottom line here. As Bob said, as you go into a global inflationary system, it may never end, but nothing is perfect. Nothing is totally safe. We just know gold and silver from history is a lot better than owning derivatives. Correct, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. I won't recommend GLD and SLV or any kind of derivative because they get leverage in them, and you don't need that. I mean, if you want leverage, you go in the shares, and the leverage is in the earnings as gold goes up.
And a lot of this isn't rocket science.
You want graded numismatic coins. There's leverage because there's only so many of them.
Yep. Thank you, Tracy. Fred in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are we doing today?
Good.
I've got a couple questions for Bob here. In the first place, without auditing the Fed, how do we know that the national debt is only $13 trillion? And then my second question is, that with these derivatives that Bill Clinton started, that's estimated at $1,000 trillion around the world, what portion of that is ours?
Well, first of all, the deficit of $13 trillion that you're talking about is a function of the Treasury Department, which is separate from the Federal Reserve. And they do hide stuff like off the books in the Treasury.
And they now say it's 14 trillion, by the way.
Or 14. Actually, it's 14.3.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then you have all of the programs that have been mandated. And that brings it up to over $100 trillion, $105 trillion. It's the figures.
And even the Washington Post, for Fred admits last 2 months ago that it's $600 trillion in derivatives floating around worldwide. Many others estimate $1.5 quadrillion. Bob, what's the total global derivative hangover?
It's 1.4 quadrillion. And it's got no home. They're naked.
So there you have it, Fred. 14.3 trillion is a complete joke. Just like they say, unemployment's 9.6. It's 22 plus. Dave, Rob, Ebert, those will be our last calls for Bob Chapman. Then, Short Roads.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm reading Patrick Henry's famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. Just go to Infowars.com. We've posted it many times. I'm going to have Kurt Nemo put it back on the front page. His famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. I wanted to read this at the end of the hour, but Stuart Rhodes is coming on in about 8 minutes. So I won't have time, but I think Sunday I'm going to read this whole speech on air. Everybody should read it, but I know Nemo was in the coffee room. Will you tell him to post the full speech at InfoWars, or Matt Ryan can do it. He's doing a great job as well. Just have Matt Ryan post that at InfoWars.com right now. Let's hurriedly take three more calls for Bob Chapman. Dave and Mash are on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Alex, I appreciate, and thank you for, waking me up about 6 months or so ago and, really opening my eyes to this whole New World Order situation. And, I gotta hand it to both of you guys, Alex and Bob, that, I've been doing the research. I got the documents. I've been trying to get to see, trying to get behind who's the, the true culprits and criminals behind this economic disaster and all the New World Order stuff. And I agree with you guys 100%. It's the Jews. It's the Jews. It's the Jews.
You agree with us 100%. It's the Jews. It's the Jews. It's the Jews. I mean, Israel's certainly involved in a lot of corruption, but all, I mean, the British government had these systems before the Rothschilds ever came along. And I've just noticed with Hal Turner and others that the feds paid to go out and say it's the Jews, it's the Jews. That's actually done to demonize anybody that tries to criticize corruption by painting it as anti-Semitic. But we do criticize Israel here. We've been doing it earlier in the broadcast, and I think there was probably somebody being sarcastic trying to claim we're anti-Semitic. But, Bob, your take on that.
I follow your lead. I agree with you completely. There's all kinds of people involved in the conspiracy. Some of them are Muslims, they're Christians, they're Catholics, they're Jews, and they come from all walks of life.
But the feds want to make it
exclusivity.
But the feds' agents, we keep catching them, pose as these great patriots who are going to tell us all what to believe and say. And if you don't wear a Nazi armband and hate Jews and blame everything in the world, including slipping on banana peels, on Jews, then you're bad. No, this is a poison pill so that we can't defeat the New World Order. Okay, folks? I mean, let's say, you know, this guy's right, and you know, there's this Jewish cabal at the center of everything, and there is a Jewish mafia heavily involved in all this, but not completely. Let's say those people were, you know, locked up in prison tomorrow, and we're Nazi Germany. You're going to have the same corruption come right in, okay? This idea that evil can only come from one group, evil comes from every group of people. Bob?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And trying to hang it on one group, it just isn't right. It's wrong. And I've studied this going back 2,000 years, just like Alex has. I spent my whole life doing this. And I can't tell you how many people who are involved, almost all of whom are not Jewish. And so it's a misnomer. You're chasing your tail. You're wasting your time. There's better things for you to do than blame it on one group of people.
Well, I'll say this. It's on record that the Israelis, to make Jews go to Israel, before Israel existed, one group of Zionists would not let Jews leave. This is, you know, mainline books by Jewish professors have been written on this, unless they paid millions of dollars to them and they could only go to Israel. And, you know, the same thing with George Soros. These are cold-blooded people, and the Jewish mafia has been caught over and over again in Spain and Iraq bombing Jews to make them move to Israel and funding anti-Semitic groups to persecute Jews so they'll go to the Jewish mafia for protection. Just like an Italian mob will burn down a grocery store if you don't pay them protection, it's the same thing. Bob?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've cracked the code on this, and you know what? We're not going to take your bait. You understand that? We're going to get Jews woken up just like everybody else and have them fight the New World Order. I got to hurry now because that caller took too long. Let's talk real fast, real quick question, Rob in Canada. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a very general question. It's about the on the topic of declassified government documents.
Okay.
And my question is, you've exposed an unbelievable amount of crime, you know, that have come out in these documents. But these people, why would they let these documents out? I mean,
okay, because to get the national security state in 47, they agreed that they'd have to release them every 10 to 20 years. And so that was the law. And now they have tried and do not release a lot of things. That's why most of the stuff we get is 20 years old or older. And so, I mean, they admit Northwood's real. They admit all that is real because we still have some semblance of checks and balances. Appreciate your call, Bob Chapman. Any comments?
I'm speechless. No, I have nothing to add to that. It's perfect.
Okay, real fast. Everton, Tennessee, you're on the air. Quickly, I got to go to Stuart Rhodes via cell phone. Just got off a plane. Go ahead, Everett. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Thank you. God bless you, too, waking me up once, you know, a couple of years ago. I just had the question, like, are we still going to end up as a caste society, and are we going to start to see, like, the image of the mark of the beast worldwide?
Ever, that's not going to happen if you stand tall and take action. We'll be given a reprieve like Nineveh. But undoubtedly, we're going into hell on earth if we don't all wake up and take action now. Bob Chapman.
I agree. And I don't think that the people of the world, never mind just Americans, are going to accept a cipher or a chip or something that's digital. to keep all their wealth in one place so that the people who are in charge behind the scenes can steal it from us.
Anything else, Everett?
Well, they might just use this unemployment system, you know, everybody's out of work and stuff. To
oh, they're already telling people with their food stamp card what they're allowed to eat. You're absolutely right, Everett.
And I'm just worried about all this stuff that's happening. And God, thank for both of you doing a great job and waking the nation, the world up.
Well, God bless you, Everett, and spread the word about the broadcast. Even if you're listening on a local AM or FM station, tell your friends and family about the free internet streams, the free iPhone app. That's how we reach more people is word of mouth. And put up flyers, whatever you can, because I know this show is the most informative out there. That's not bragging. We're not perfect. It's pretty scary. We're the best there is. But God bless you, Everett. Bob Chapman, thanks for spending an hour and a half with us today. God willing, we'll see you back live next Friday.
Certainly. And thanks for having me. And thank you all for listening.
You bet. What a great guy, Bob Chapman. Okay, going back to the issue that we covered at the beginning of the broadcast, and we'll put that article up on the TV screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Government seizes newborn baby over political beliefs of parents. And we have the copy from the CPS. It says the division became aware and confirmed that Mr. Iris associated with a militia known as the Oath Keepers and had purchased several different types of weapons, including a rifle. A month and a half before she was going to have the baby, he had gone to have his wisdom teeth removed. She was driving. She has a concealed carry. They were waiting. Six squad cars at their house. This is racketeering. They said, "Where's the gun?" And they got out because they wanted the baby. This is, they get up to $500,000 for these kids, blonde haired, blue eyed babies, top money. I mean, I found these networks in Austin. We had that state senator on who was exposing how they have quotas to grab the kids. And of course, they killed her execution style, just a few months ago. But the issue here is they were waiting and it was her concealed carry. And they said, "We don't care if the gun's your husband. He has an illegal concealed carry. He's going to jail." And they cited that when they took the baby and Oath Keepers. This family's under surveillance. They were picked for this. And I've seen articles where the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, are in the schools, law enforcement, and Stuart Rhodes linked up at Oath Keepers today, countering violent extremism working group. They now are officially merging the Southern Poverty Law Center as the command group over the privatization of police chiefs, school teachers, name it, as part of a huge spy network, similar to what we just saw 2 weeks ago in Pennsylvania with the illegal operations of an Israeli company through the state Homeland Security, spying on members of the legislature and others. Stuart Rhodes joining us, dealing with the kidnapping of this child. The child now a political prisoner, part of the new red terror in America, the founder of Oath Keepers, a paratrooper, Ron Paul's assistant, Harvard or Yale, law degree. Good to have you here with us, Stuart Rhodes.
Good to be on, Alex. How you doing?
Good. You've got the floor. The secret police are now coming after our children.
Well, that's the big picture. That's why the context has to be taken into consideration in this case. It's not just an isolated case. Or put it this way, it's not what the powers that be at DHS want to be isolated. I mean, they're basically telling us they're going to infiltrate down to the very local level, and that working group's recommendations include utilizing child victim services and other social services and also mental health as part of the local effort to, you know, quote unquote, combat violent extremism. They're going to get into the schools and teach parents and teachers how to look for signs of violent extremism in the children. It's just ridiculous. And when you have the CEO of Southern Poverty Law Center sitting on this panel and helping to point the finger at who the internal enemy is, who are they going to point it at? They've already told us. You know, you're on the list, I'm on the list, Ron Paul's on the list, Chuck Baldwin, anybody who stands up for the Constitution is going to be fingered as a mentally
ill. Anyone who isn't a lawless,
who is dangerous to their children.
Anyone who isn't a supporter of the lawless criminal globalist takeover.
Right. Anyone who's not just going to roll over and allow our public to be destroyed. And that's the big picture. Narrow picture in this case itself, the reason why it's you know, got our attention is that enumerated in the affidavit is a big laundry list of all kinds of accusations against the parents, but two of them, as you said, one of them is that the father is associated with a militia group known as the Oath Keepers.
No, this is like the MIAC. This is like the MIAC report. This is the government brainwashing police to the point that they think they're doing God's work, taking somebody's newborn baby because they call you a militia, and it wouldn't be bad if you were, but you're not. And so it just shows a total red-handed evidence of the secret police network.
Well, and they're turning things that are absolutely legal, not only legal, but part of your core rights as a citizen. I mean, political speech is well established in constitutional law as the most important speech protected by the First Amendment. I mean, and there's a principle of chilling of speech. It comes whenever you have a targeting of a person, an application of law against them toward their core political beliefs and expressions and associations. This is a big problem here. This is allowed to stand, and they're allowed to start using your association, the lawful assembly and lawful associations, as criteria for taking your children. Imagine the chilling effect it's going to have on parents across America. They will not want to get involved. They will not want to stand up and say,
well, that's what Hitler did. That's what Stalin and Mao did. They intimidated you that you could get arrested or have your kids taken. That's actually, I've had historians on about Mao. That was one of his tactics. They take your kids. I mean, we know this is as evil as it gets. And Stuart, I mean, it's so brazen. It's so clearly illegal, but they're doing it right out in the open.
Exactly. I mean, this is the problem we've had, as you pointed out in the past. In the first place, child care services in this country, the threshold for taking your children is ridiculously low. You have, like, no due process whatsoever. But now what's happening is they're politicizing that. It was already a problem. But now it's in corruption. It's rampant for corruption and ripe for corruption and abuse of power. But now it's being politicized. And it's going to be politicized through DHS. You know, it's like the CEO of Certified Law Center now has his finger on the button on the control panel. He can pick anybody he wants to across the country and go after that group, go after those kinds of people, and he can just direct DHS to go direct the local CPS to go after those folks. And that's the world we're living in right now. And we have to stop it right here, because if you don't stand up right now for the one, it's going to happen to the rest of us and to the many. Now's the time to stand.
Well, Stuart, they're really mad at Oath Keepers and demonizing you on CNN, even Fox to some extent, MSNBC, because the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, are private intelligence agencies on record. We know Southern Poverty Law Center was running Elohim City with McVeigh there. That came out in declassified FBI documents. Well, they were ordered by courts to be released in lawsuits by Jesse Trinidad, the lawyer. I got that done. And they are in the full process of private spies, mercenary spies, XE, Blackwater, Israeli, 14 other countries total in the NLE09 FEMA press releases. I mean, they admit this, and they're training the Boy Scouts to take on disgruntled veterans. And they're in there right now brainwashing and taking over doctors, community people, literally creating an army of Stasi. And here are good veterans and current military and police standing up and saying, this is wrong. We're going to stand for the Republic. You know, we're going to educate military and police. And they are freaking out. They are freaking out that actual red-blooded Americans of every race, color, creed, and religion are coming together, and so they're, because they've got to be brazen and over the top with an illegal foreign intelligence takeover. I mean, it's happening, folks. We're being infiltrated and taken over right now. They've got to act like they're the good guys, high and mighty, because what they're doing is so brazenly illegal, as shown in Pennsylvania.
Well, I mean, that's what they're doing, and now it's becoming more overt. Like I said in the write-up I did on our website, you know, the mask is coming off, and they're you don't have to get a FOIA request anymore to find out that it turns out the Myers report was written by Southern Poverty Law Center. Now it's in your face. They're going to write all of this stuff. They're going to help write the training manuals and help orchestrate the use of your, right down to the very local level in your county and your town, the use of all of those resources, including the media. The media will be.
Oh yeah. Oh no. No. Listen, I got calls last night from people I work with, you know, news sources, saying, did you see the news? And now I've confirmed it was on two news channels announcing the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are going to be in your schools. They're going to be at your churches. And I went to the ADL site and saw it. And they're going to help you fight the terrorist, the right-wing terrorist. I mean, this, again, they're the infiltrators taking over. And then they're calling us, pointing out the infiltration. They're saying we're terrorists. I mean, And Arde Saveda, our police chief in Austin, is in this report on this federal board.
And so is the so is Sheriff Gillespie of Clark County, Nevada, unfortunately, where I went to high school and college. What we have to do, frankly, is like, kind of like a political scorched earth policy. If your local officials cooperate with the that has turned against law-abiding, Constitution-defending Americans, then they should be run out of office. You cannot have cooperation with something like that. Because like you said, it's like the Stasi. It's a politicized secret police network that's being used down in the local...
Well, listen, Stuart, I have found, and I'm sure you've noticed this as well, the reactor shaft on the Death Star. This Pennsylvania situation where they've been caught, the disgraced head has stepped down, it's clearly illegal, they're having investigations, the state police are criminally investigating, the Senate is having hearings. As we show, a foreign Israeli group contracted to spy on even members of the legislature, we could bust this open like the ADL did in the 90s, you know, getting criminally charged for infiltrating police departments. We could bust open this whole situation.
Well, whatever we can do, I'm not familiar with you are about the situation, but whatever we can do, the most important point is people cannot allow themselves to be intimidated and silenced. If you're afraid to step up right now because you're concerned about being fingered and targeted, they'll come after you down the road. You'll just postpone your confrontation. It's time for us to stand up right now. And so that's why I want to make this a pivotal point.
Well, stay there. Stay there. Final segment with you, Stuart Rhodes. Just got off an airplane. You'll be able to talk about any other key issues you want. A protest starts in T-minus 10 minutes at the 250 Pleasant Street at the Concord Hospital in Concord, New Hampshire. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Stuart was asking me if they've set up a legal defense fund. I just gave out Mr. Irish address and email, and Stuart's already had donations coming to Oath Keepers with people trying to support. But you know, I've had them on so many times over the years, and then I forget the names of the good groups that fight CPS that are expert lawyers. You know, he's a Yale constitutional lawyer, and he can fight on the First Amendment and stuff. But we need to get those main groups, and I'll remember their names after the show and get it to Mr. Irish. But finishing up, Stuart, we're talking during the break. I mean, this is really the secret police, thought police, saying if you're a member of the legislature and criticize high taxes, Israeli spies spy on you for the Homeland Security of the state. I mean, or the Southern Poverty Law Center comes in and spies on you, and you know, they take your baby because they're. I mean, how dumb are these cops that the Southern Poverty Law Center comes in and tells them, you know, if they talk about Ron Paul or Oath Keepers, get their baby. I mean, I would think cops aren't this evil, Stuart.
Well, and most of them are not. But what they're doing though is they're brainwashing them. That's why we have to counter that with our own like deprogramming of the brainwashing. They want them to believe that, you know, essentially if you talk like Thomas Jefferson, you must be a terrorist. Is their bottom line. And so, and if you do anything that they don't like, you are a potential danger and potential cop killer. So if you dare to associate with other police, that's what's really amazing is that. These police have been brainwashed into thinking that if Jonathan Irish is associating with other police officers who stand for the Constitution, those are dangerous people, which is just kind of hilarious. They're brother officers, like John Shirley there in Texas, who's our state chapter president of Texas, is a Houston PD officer. He is somehow a threat, you know, to these other officers. And so that's the weird...
Having police that aren't brainwashed into supporting the criminal banking takeover, that is a danger to the criminals. So, but the criminals are literally in there, you know, advising the police.
Right, and they're turning the world upside down again, you know, the other way. They're making what's good evil and what's evil good. And they want the police to be brainwashed into thinking that this is the right way to do things. This is why I started Oath Keepers, was to help counteract that brainwashing. But it's getting to the point now where if you allow DHS to have its tentacles right down into your local police chief and you know, pull his strings, but if you allow that to happen, you will no longer live in a free country. You must take a stand in your county, in your town, and say no to federal money and also no to any federal indoctrination or federalization of your police.
Well,
that would be a bottom line criteria. If your police chief goes along with it, he's got to go.
Yeah, Arde Saveda's got to go here in Austin. But in closing, they're now completely transferring from we set up Homeland Security for Al-Qaeda to we set up Homeland Security for the American people. They're taking over farming, ranching, Second Amendment, everything. And this is the rollout as they look for prospective people to harass, intimidate, persecute, go after. And they had that fake, you know, raid of the militia in Michigan. The judge ordered them released. It was all made up. So they're definitely trying to roll out their new, we've met the terrorist, and it's the American people.
So they're turning it inward, exactly. Now, the way to counteract that zero right now is this case. I think people should stand up and say they're going to, you know, that's why John has to establish a legal defense fund with a PayPal button online. I can direct people to go and contribute to him directly. He's good counsel in New Hampshire. A New Hampshire lawyer who's a patriot should step up and be the free counsel for him.
Well, more than that, we need the expert lawyers with the groups that defeat CPS and know all of the Byzantine procedures they use to steal your kids.
Oh, he needs to. And I will help with the First Amendment stuff. And we need other lawyers to step in.
Or we can preemptively beat them now and call the police department, the CPS, the family courts, the hospital, and say, give that baby back. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Public pressure in the court of public opinion also wins, too. That's exactly right.
Stuart, fire out the website for Oath Keepers.
Oathkeepers.org, and God bless America.
God bless America. We'll talk to you next week or even Sunday with an update on this as we learn more. Ron Paul coming up right now at the start of the next hour. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.